From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today focused on historically black colleges and universities. Many HBCUs are struggling financially, even as the needs are higher. The president's order is expected to move an initiative to assist these campuses from the Education Department into the White House, a change that could help bolster Trump's relationship with the schools and possibly African Americans. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Historically black colleges had what some call a rocky relationship with the Obama administration.
Rocky is an understatement.
Johnny C. Taylor Jr. is president of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, which represents many HBCUs. He says restrictions on federal loans to parents, for example, cost HBCUs an estimated $300 million.
Our enrollment is down, period, from the time that he came in until the time that he left. And we are enrollment-driven, tuition-driven institutions.
Taylor says moving the initiative back to the White House from the Education Department could raise the school's profile. But Mary Beth Gassman with the Penn Center for Minority-Serving Institutions doubts colleges will be any better off under Trump.
I don't see him doing anything for African Americans. He might put something out there, but I believe people's actions, not their words.
Gassman says what Congress does is more important. College leaders are meeting with GOP lawmakers in Washington today to advocate for more funding and support. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.